Innisfail. Members of town council will soon board a community bus and collectively check out the town's facilities and sites for 2022 capital projects. Council also told administration they want to see what other communities in the region are doing, notably the new multi-million dollar multiplex expansion project in Blackfalds. I wish them well with their junior hockey team, Blackfalds Bulldogs, and it is a beautiful facility, said Cowan. Gavin Bates at Council's Agenda and Priorities meeting on January 4. They put the library on it, too. There would be lots of stuff there to see, and see what they have done with about $21 million. The town is currently reviewing a plan on whether to move ahead with its own $42 million multiplex project, or spend less on a new or vastly updated aquatic center. Todd Becker, the town's chief administrative officer, proposed the tour to council on January 4. In his report, he noted a past tour in 2018 provided council with the opportunity to see what the condition was of some of the town's larger facilities, and to get some perspective of their operations. It is a common thing in municipalities to get council's insight into their larger amenities, and understand what they are looking like and what is going on, Becker told the Alberton on January 5. It is a courtesy to council. The tours, which would involve the town booking the Pace Bus, would include visits to the Twin Arenas, Aquatic Center, Curling Club, Operations and Park Shops, Fire Hall, Development Areas, such as the new Bella Vista and Hazelwood subdivisions, and the Westside Westgate Industrial Park. Becker told council members the tours could also involve visits to other communities, such as Penhold, Blackfalds and Drayton Valley, if that was their desire. This is just to see what is out there, and what other communities are doing regarding major types of developments, said Becker. Cowan. Janice Wing welcomed the opportunity, especially visiting other communities. I think it is time we take a look around and understand what other communities are doing, and I would really like to get into some of our facilities, said Wing. Cowan. Cindy Massaros asked Becker to include locations of this year's planned road projects as part of the tour. Becker responded the capital projects planned for 2022, including a surface improvement project for 2022 valued at $1,230,000, could be part of the tour. Mayor Jean Barkley noted the tours were done last term when she was a town councilor. She said they gave council good insight into how the facilities operate, as well as any inefficiencies the town needs to deal with. It helps when you can see it as opposed to just hearing about it, said Barkley, noting the current tour comes at a good time as the town is undergoing a serious study into a future multiplex or a new aquatic center for the community. I think it is more pertinent now, particularly with some decisions that need to be made. This, tours, helps us with that discussion, and framing that discussion going forward. We need to make some decisions for sure, she added. We just can't keep putting this off. Following Becker's presentation, council voted unanimously to direct administration to coordinate facility tours in town and in other regional communities.